There was a crisis in the kingdom. Daniel and believers that were with him were going to be, well, eventually attacked and killed and destroyed because in the days of Babylon, Daniel, who resolved not to be defiled with anything Babylonian, because again, you've got a nation and the city packed with demon temples, the astrologers and the Chaldeans and everyone in leadership and the king himself, they were into direct, visible, open worship of demons. In the midst of all of this demonized culture, which is kind of a type of the Babylon to come, we have the king getting disturbed by a dream, and so he calls all the enchanters and astrologers and all the sorcerers and all of the occultists in to tell him what the dream is and interpret the dream, and if they don't, they're going to be killed when they can't do it because it didn't come from their sources. It was God that disturbed the king with a dream. It was God's way of beginning to break into this pagan system, this demonized culture, this politically, listen, even the ideology was all immersed in the dark side. And yet now Daniel, a believer, and others that were with him would join together. They would join together in the midst of crisis. The book of Daniel is about prophecy 2,600 years ago. It is about not only the prophecies that were fulfilled in Daniel's day, not only about prophetic events that Daniel began to read about, and by reading the word of God in prophetic revelation, he understood. He understood and began to pray on the basis of prophetic revelation. In this encounter with God, because he was going to invade this pagan system, this demonized system. It all began with God's initiation. Oh, it was going to end with the kings bowing down and worshiping the God of heaven and renouncing the demon gods. It was going to end with God demonstrating his power over the totality of the demon gods, temples, the worship, and all that was going on. By the time you get to Daniel chapter 2, you're reading about a decree that was going to go out to destroy all of the enchanters, the wise men, the sorcerers, the and even Daniel. Daniel, in prayer, sought God, looked for mercy, got his friends with him. In verse 19, simply, the word of God says, during the night, the mystery was revealed to Daniel in a vision. Then Daniel praised the God of heaven and said, now listen, look what is revealed in the prayer of Daniel, Daniel chapter 2. Praise be to the name of God forever and ever. Wisdom and power are his. He changes times and seasons. He sets up kings and deposes them. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to the discerning. He reveals deep and hidden things. He knows what lies in darkness, and light dwells with him. I thank and praise you, O God of my fathers. You have given me wisdom and power. You have made known to me what we asked of you. You have made known to us the dream of the king. Now, in the context of the book of Daniel, not only does this demonstrate that what God initiated, it would be God that would bring the answer. It would be God that would work. When it comes from God, it leads back to God. This is a book where we find God breaking into the, well, demonized culture, demonized nation, demonized politics, demon-worshipping king, and political, and even the religious rulers. The book of Daniel is about the prophecy of Babylon that would be lost, that would be ended, and then the Medes and the Persians would come. And then that would be ended, and then the Greeks would come with Alexander. And then that would be ended, then Rome would come. And once Rome was done, and then in the midst of a long period of time, a new system with what we call the Antichrist. We have in the book of Daniel massive prophecy that was spoken in that day, that was fulfilled in that day. We have some of the most exact historical by nations. God declaring what nations would fall, what nations would come. And in that, declarations of a final global power as never before in human history, of an Antichrist that would make war on the saints, that would arise but not by human power, that would be destroyed but not by human power. When you begin to read the book of Daniel, you're reading one of the most prophetic books in all of Scripture. You're reading one of the most supernaturally revealing books. It deals with God, the presence of God. It deals with massive demonic inculturation, an entire nation. It deals with angels and their visitation, dreams and vision. It deals with God breaking in, preserving Daniel in the lion's den, preserving the three believers in the fire, the most supernatural visitations. These are Christophanies, Christ in appearance prior to the incarnation. You've got the declaration of things that will occur all the way to the end. Destructions, desolations. You've got the discussion of the abomination of desolation. You've got incredible information of not only what did occur and how prophetic revelation played a part in Daniel's understanding in his prayers, and how all these elements were added together in the redemptive process of God. Just as today, all these elements will be added together again. Prophetic revelation from God, our understanding of that word, our being prayer warriors and seeking God and waiting on God. This might be a Chinese believer in the midst of an oppressive regime. This might be a believer in Somalia. This might be a believer in Sudan or in Russia or wherever in the world that has massive oppression, but God can intervene. God can show incredible things. Might be a believer there in the United Nations. Might be a believer there in the midst of what is being built as globalism. Globalism today and its evolution and its coming burst into the world is spoken about in Daniel. The world ruler, the most supernatural human being outside of Christ, who comes to power, makes war on the saints, Israel attacked, bloodshed, war, desolations, an abomination that brings desolation that even Jesus spoke about in Matthew 24, spoken about in 2 Thessalonians 2. It all ties in together, all the way into the book of Revelation. So from 2,600 years ago, not only does the book of Daniel reveal the infallible accuracy of what God says, look how God did it. He invaded the mind of a pagan demon-worshipping king who had a dream. No occultist, no one operating under the enhancement of demon finite spirits could break in. It would be a believer on whom the Spirit of God rested, who knew the Word of God, who was standing, resolved not to give in. Listen, I want to tell you something right now. It demonstrates to us the ability for the believer today to keep integrity spiritually, to keep your integrity from ever compromising, and showing us that that we are to, when it comes to the world, the flesh, and the devil, be free. Don't compromise. To stand, if we have to, absolutely alone. Well, it looks like we're alone. Daniel wasn't. God was there. Angels visited. Incredible visions and dreams occurred. The power of Daniel's life was in his surrender and commitment to the living God of heaven, the same God that you know, the same God that I know. Later in Daniel, we read about the Ancient of Days, a revelation unlike anything else in all of Scripture. The revelation of the Ancient of Days who takes his seat. We're dealing now with the end of the end of the end, the great white throne judgment. We're dealing now when God comes and brings everything into account. We've got from 2,600 years ago, prophecies that were given and that were fulfilled, prophecies that were given and were fulfilled over many different years, prophecies that were spoken and fulfilled when Christ came the first time, prophecies that are spoken in reference to Christ coming the second time, and the events of the end of days and of the Antichrist and of Luciferic globalism and of the great white throne judgment. The Ancient of Days takes his seat. Now, in the midst of it, Christ. This is all events that have not yet occurred. So from 2,000 years ago, events that were prophesied and did occur, events that proclaimed the coming of Christ the first time, events prophesied about the days in which we are living, and then this ancient book speaks about events that have not yet occurred, that correspond to Matthew 24, that correspond to 2 Thessalonians 2, that correspond to 1 John chapter 2, that correspond deeply with the book of Revelation. Matter of fact, here's the challenge today. Go to the book of Revelation chapter 1 and see if there is any prophetic revelation that was given 2,600 years ago in Daniel, used by the Spirit of God in chapter 1 of Revelation in reference to a future that has not yet occurred, but is coming. Believers, we are in the midst of an all-striking, omniscient, omnipresent, omnipotent, incredible, immeasurable God. Embrace the King of Heaven. Embrace the Lord Jesus Christ. Embrace the Savior. When it's all over, maybe you can go and find Daniel and discuss. See, this is about the end also. The end of God's agenda, seeing God face to face, indestructible immortality. May God bless you with insight from prophetic revelation in Scripture. This is Russ Dizdar, shatterthedarkness.net, 31 Days Ablaze.